ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
You know, many of us, when we go to the airport now, are really plagued by the longer lines than ever before, and taking in toothpaste away, and taking away eyewash, and taking away the fluid that you wash your contact lenses in. Anything of a fluid content, oh, we can't have on the plane, because, after all, it might be used to build explosives. Now, of course, you know, the whole idea that the people, the Pakistanis in Great Britain, you know, who are planning to blow up 10 airplanes, were going to use acetone and hydrogen peroxide. I mean, this is a long, painstaking process. It takes 24 hours to do this and do it accurately. And how many people do you think are going to be able to go into the bathroom on a plane and spend 24 hours in there mixing up the acetone and hydrogen peroxide before they blow up the plane? Do you honestly believe that this is a real problem? Or is this all basically contrived to convince the American people that the war on terrorism is real? In fact, since they've already arrested all of the Pakistanis who were apparently involved in this terrible plot, and it was imminent, it was going to happen any day. The only trouble is, a lot of the Pakistanis didn't have any passports. How were they going to get on a plane? None of them had any of the chemicals they were going to use. Where were they going to get the chemicals? Most of them, in fact, none of them had any tickets to get on the airplane. So was this really a plot, or is this all part of the psychological games they play with the minds of the American people? In fact, is it possible that this was planned long ago, and we are simply being used as pawns in a game played by our rulers as they laugh at how we go right along with their program? Well, all you need to do is go back to 1996. Richard Haass at that time was in charge of research at the Council on Foreign Relations. Today, Richard Haass is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. And as many of you know who listen to my programs regularly, or have read Professor Quigley's prophetic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, why, the Council on Foreign Relations was established as a front organization for a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes to bring about world government. Now, the book was suppressed for many years. We do have the book available. We do have an interview with Professor Quigley where he tells how his book was published, and you can get those by calling 1-800-544-8927. Both the book, which tells you about the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, pages 951 and 952, tell you it was a front for the Round Table, and of course the Round Table was a front for the secret society dedicated to creating a world government. But in 1996, Richard Haass was a senior fellow in charge of research at the Council on Foreign Relations, and writing regular op-ed pieces for the Washington Post. So I believe it was August 14th of 1996. He wrote an op-ed article that was published in the Washington Post. We know about it because, of course, it's printed in the May 3rd, 1997 issue of the New American Magazine, an article by William Craig. But Richard Haass was basically talking about the war on terrorism. Now, remember, this is 5 years before the attack on the World Trade Center. And he talks about how in this war on terrorism, why we're going to have to give up a lot of our freedoms. We're going to have to get accustomed to standing in long lines at airports and in government buildings, and getting used to increased surveillance on our lives and every aspect of our lives, and I believe financial transactions. I don't have the article with me, but what is really so interesting about this article is, although it was published on the op-ed section of the Washington Post, and all of Richard Haass's other articles are up on the Internet, on the Washington Post website. This article has mysteriously disappeared. Now, who would have the ability to go onto the Internet and take an article, an op-ed article, written in 1996 off the Washington Post website? Who has the ability to do things like that, or who would even care about it? Fortunately, the article was picked up by a paper in Florida, and what he said will be included in my next newsletter, so you'll actually read what Richard Haass, currently president of the CFR, wrote about the war on terrorism a decade ago, 10 years ago. It was all planned ahead of time. Everything is planned ahead of time. They don't leave anything to chance. I mean, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas are suggested largely by men we have never heard of, and they're the people who control the media, and they all tie into the Masons and the Council on Foreign Relations and the other secret and semi-secret societies that control our reality, and of course are controlling everything we think and do today. So we certainly would hope that many of you out there would begin to understand next time you get on the plane, it's all manipulation. Are they really worried about terrorism? If the Bush administration was really worried about the threat of Islamic terrorism and people coming to this country and blowing up a shopping center or derailing our planes or using a shoulder-fired missile to take down our airliners, they would have sealed the border, you know, immediately after 9/11. They would have done everything they could to guard our ports and guard our nuclear facilities and guard our chemical plants. But they didn't do any of those things. They didn't even try to really guard our airplanes. They only put marshals on them, maybe 10% of the flights. It's all for show, ladies and gentlemen. It's all for show. I mean, they would have insisted that every pilot be armed so they could guard the planes, the co-pilot armed as well. Instead of that, they blocked that. Why would they do that if there was really a threat on terrorism? And let me suggest to you that this is all as phony as a $3 bill. Is there growing hatred of America throughout the world, especially in the Islamic world? Absolutely. We're doing everything we can to engender that hatred. What do you think all the bombing of Lebanon was for and destroying the southern part of Beirut? We're doing everything we can to alienate the Islamic world because, you see, our leaders want World War III. And this is long-term planning. This war has been planned for a very, very long time. And when it comes about, the world we live in will change forever. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides.
Hello there. Hello.
A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
And we were just talking about how everything has been planned, right up to all of the events that happened on the 11th of September. And, of course, you know, there are many, many theories about what happened that day. The Bush administration claims there was a conspiracy that day. Yes, there was a conspiracy, and the Bush administration admits there was a conspiracy, and the conspiracy consisted of 19 hijackers were sent to the United States to attack our buildings. Obviously a conspiracy. But there are other thoughts on that. And one of them is, of course, that the government knew what was going to happen, knew about this conspiracy of the Islamic terrorists and Osama bin Laden and Sheikh Khalid and Mohammed and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and allowed it to happen. But there is even a more frightening concept, and that is this thing was all contrived, and oh, there may very well have been some Islamic people, or there may not have been some Islamic people. We don't know anything other than we've been told. All we know is that the BBC and ABC and CNN and a number of British papers, and yes, even Inside Magazine here in the United States, has found at least six of those terrible hijackers who, of course, flew their planes into our buildings and alive and well living in the Middle East. And, in fact, shortly after Inside Magazine ran their article, somebody put pressure on all of their advertisers, and all of their advertising disappeared. And as a result, of course, they had to shut down the magazine. Who would have the pressure to bring to bear on the advertisers so they could shut down Inside Magazine? And why would they do that? Unless, of course, everything is a lie. Everything we've been told is a lie. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up this morning. So if you'd like to call in, and our number here is 970-689-8255. Don't call that 888 number. That's our number for our afternoon program. It's 970-689-8255. If you have a thought about what I'm saying, but is it possible that everything we've been told is a lie? Now, we have been told that the government had no idea what was going to happen on 9-1-1. No glimpse of that at all. In fact, you know, Condoleezza Rice, you know, said immediately after the 9-1-1 attack, who would ever have thought that somebody would hijack our planes and crash them into buildings? And yet, if you read the new book that's just come out by Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, the co-chairman of the 9-1-1 Commission, they will tell you that the FAA had advanced knowledge of the plan to hijack our planes and to use them as weapons, so we have to assume that would be crashing them into buildings. They had advanced knowledge. The FAA knew all about that. Now, then he goes on to tell us that on the morning of the attack, nine of the hijackers were intercepted and questioned at the airport, but, you know, none of their names were on the watch list. In fact, the FAA, which knew there was a plan to hijack our planes and to use them as weapons, only had 20 names on their watch list. The State Department had over 60,000 names, could very well have had many of those names on that watch list, but the FAA that knew the hijacking was coming only had 20 names on their watch list. Do you honestly believe that is possible? Do you honestly believe that knowing full well there's a plan to hijack our planes and use them as weapons that nobody thought of maybe stationing National Guard troops onto our planes or marshals onto all of our planes to protect them? Do you really think that knowing full well that there is going to be an attack just 2 months before the 9-1-1 attack, the FAA put out a directive that after that, no pilot could carry a weapon on board? Now, see, prior to that time, a few pilots did carry weapons. They were allowed to carry weapons. It was really the decision of the carrier. But they put this directive out, and I've talked to the fellow in charge of the Airline Pilots Union. They put the directive out, I think it was in July, just 2 months before the attack, that no pilot could be armed. How could they have done that when they know the attack is coming? Did President Bush know the details of the attack? Of course not. President Bush had given an order that we were going to do something about Osama bin Laden. As he says, and it's quoted several times in this latest book, it's called Without Precedent. It's worth a read, not for what it says. This is the book by Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton. It's worth a read, not necessarily because any new revelations, although there were a few. What really is significant is the fact what it doesn't say and how it distorts the truth. And the great lengths they go to discredit one man who was involved with Able Danger, Captain Philpott. Remember the Able Danger expose? That was the one that talked about how, military unit, Able Danger, military intelligence unit, associated with special forces, had been tracking Muhammad Atta and some of the other people, and of course there was a Captain Philpott who came forward and testified that they were tracking Muhammad Atta. But this article goes, pardon me, the book, Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton's new book, goes to great detail to discredit it. Captain Philpott's a nice man, but he was just mistaken because there are no government records. The Army couldn't find any record of the Able Danger Project, and they couldn't find the chart that Captain Philpott talked about that had Muhammad Atta's name on it, so obviously it didn't exist. What they didn't say in the book was that four other military officers came forward and testified to the same thing. Why would they not mention the other four military officers? Very simply, because they wanted, of course, to make the American people to think that we were tracking Muhammad Atta, and even more than that, of course, the fact that the charts and the information had disappeared from the Army's files suggests that somebody had gone in and deleted it. In other words, this is all a intelligence operation from the very beginning. It's obviously an intelligence operation. And the most amazing things is you go into, what happened, and all you need to do is, of course, see this video, Loose Change. You can see it up on the Internet. Just go to Google and type in Loose Change, and you'll find a number of sites where you can see it for nothing. It is worth an hour of your time to see the video, Loose Change, because there you can actually see the explosions on the World Trade Center buildings below the level of collapse. As, of course, the building, the explosives are going off at the lower level as they're taking out the steel structure. You see, the buildings collapsed at the speed of gravity. And you have these massive steel girders in there. Why didn't they resist what was going on? At least slow down the collapse of the building. And the only reason that they wouldn't do it is because, of course, they were being cut by thermite or thermite cuts at each level so that the building could collapse. And, of course, when the 911 Commission held its hearings, they had extensive interviews with people, but they were never allowed to interview to be heard in public. They didn't want the information out. All those interviews that tell about what really happened were sealed for 50 years. Why would they seal the information for 50 years? Why didn't they let William Rodriguez testify? I've talked to William Rodriguez. He was a janitor in the North Tower, and he heard the explosion in the basement before the 9-1, before the building hit above. And in other words, there was a massive explosion in the basement of the Twin Towers just a second, several seconds before the building was hit by the plane. But, of course, the 911 Commission didn't want you to hear his testimony, so William Rodriguez's testimony was never allowed to be heard by the public, because the implications of this are frightening. That it was all an intelligence operation, and they left those people in there to die. And that's so hard for the average American to believe, that anybody would let 2,700 Americans die, and yet we have evil and wicked people. I mean, they're responsible for the deaths of almost 50 million unborn children here in the United States since 1973. In 33 years, 50 million Americans will never run or dance or cry or laugh because they had them killed in the womb when they legalized abortion. Throughout the world, we've allowed the deaths of almost 100 million people from malaria since 1973. The same year we legalized abortion, they banned DDT in this country and did everything they could to discourage its use throughout the world. And about, 3 million people have died every year of malaria. We did away with malaria in the United States using DDT. DDT is far safer than any other pesticides we're using today and spraying our population with. There was nothing wrong with DDT. It didn't soften the eggshells. Those studies were done by taking the calcium out of the diet of the birds and feeding them DDT. When they fed them DDT and calcium, why, the eggshells were perfectly normal. It was all a fraud. And there were extensive studies in 1973 to show how safe DDT was. It was outlawed because they wanted to kill those inferior people, those blacks in Africa and people living in third world countries. It was part of the program that was codified into law the following year, NSSM, National Security Study Memorandum 200. You can pull that down on the internet as well. NSSM 200. And they will tell you that the major function of America's policy is population control throughout the world. So, I mean, if people were willing to kill 50 million unborn children and 100 million people, or close to 100 million people in third world countries, by banning the use of DDT so that people would die of malaria, why should we think that these people would be concerned about the deaths of 2,700 people in the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and there, and of course, in Pennsylvania? On Flight 93, when you understand we're dealing with organized evil, why, anything, of course, is thinkable. And not only that, but they really anticipated 6 million people dying. Do you remember how we kept hearing, day after day for the first several days after 9-1-1 about the 6,000 people had died, and then it was 5,000, 4,000, then it was eventually 3,000, now the final figure about 2,700. They anticipated 6,000 would die. They never anticipated that people would get out of the South Tower, out of Morgan Stanley, where almost 2,400, 2,500 people were rescued by the man in charge of the security for Morgan Stanley, who knew they were under attack, and told the people to ignore the voice coming in over the loudspeaker system, ordering the people to stay at their seats, ordering them not to leave, not to get out of the building. And the man in charge of security ran up and down the aisles with a megaphone and said, "Get out, ignore what they're telling you, ignore what they're telling you, get out, we're under attack." And he saved the lives of those people. Now, if you read the latest book, Without Precedent, by Thomas Keane and Lee Hamilton, they will tell you that the fire chiefs had ordered the evacuation of all of the buildings when they saw what was going on long before anything had come down. They were ordering the evacuation of all of the buildings. So why was it that somebody on the loudspeaker in the South Tower, when the North Tower had already been hit and was on fire, somebody in the South Tower was ordering everybody to stay in their seats, to stay at their posts, not to evacuate? And the excuse is, when the buildings were bombed in 1993, some people were injured trying to get out of the building, so that's why they wanted to stay there. Don't you believe that for 1 minute. They wanted us to die. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 970-689-8255. The American Freedom.
New.
Hey, George, are you there?
Gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies.
George,
now we have
are
a
you
new
there?
State-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles. A beautiful, well-lit 25-yard range.
George, are you there?
With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5033. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
When you look at the sky, it seems relatively empty. Yet somewhere beyond that vast sea of blue lies Wild Blue, affordable high-speed internet via satellite. For as little as $49.95 a month with free installation, Wild Blue brings you the world and your connection to it. Imagine surfing the web with lightning-fast speeds up to 30 times quicker than dial-up. Suddenly, you can send large emails in a flash. You can even download music or watch videos online. Plus, Wild Blue comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Finally, just about everyone under the sun has access to affordable high-speed internet. And like the clear blue sky, that's a beautiful thing. Wild Blue, high-speed internet out of the blue.
Make the move to Wild Blue Country. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE today and get free installation. That's 1-866-WILD-BLUE or see your local dealer. Must have Southern line of sight. Speeds may vary. Price of first to value back. Promotional plan details subject to change at any time. See wildblue.com for full details.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio. And I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dan back here, and no subject this morning. We're just simply we're waiting for our guest, and I guess we're not going to have him because his line is busy. So we've got Jerry calling from Greeley, and again, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Hi, good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good. I had a couple of questions for you.
All right.
The first is that, well, in recent weeks, after about 4.5 years of a mainstream media blackout regarding skepticism of the official 9/11 story, they've dropped the wall, at least briefly, and there was the wide publication of the Scripps Howard poll indicating that up to a third of the American population suspects that it was an inside job. And then there's been some mainstream coverage on, say, Hannity and Combs and here in the Denver market on some of the major talk radio programs. And I'm wondering if you might have an idea why that was allowed to happen when it was so obviously blacked out and tightly controlled previously. And then my other question is, relates to predictions by Alex Jones, who in very general terms predicted the 9/11 events based on his analysis of the situation at the time. And now he's predicting another one. He's saying that his studies of what's going on lead him to believe that whoever pulled off the first one may be getting ready to do an even more devastating attack. And what you might think about
all
that.
Right. First of all, I don't know why they are letting the barrier down. I mean, this recent book, it's called Without Precedent by Thomas Kane, a former governor, and now, of course, with the Homeland Security and Lee Hamilton. This is obviously an effort to pretend that they're bringing all the information out. We're trying to be so honest with you. We would not cover anything up. We just want to bring everything out so that you know we're being honest. You trust us, don't you? Well, I mean, the one thing they fear more than anything else is that the American people may realize that this was not simply a conspiracy of 19 Islamic terrorists, as the Bush administration would have us believe. They conspired to bring down the building. That's their conspiracy theory. But the thing is that there are two other alternatives. One is we knew the attack was going to occur, and we allowed it to happen. But the third is even more frightening to contemplate, and that is that it was all an inside job. This was all contrived by the intelligence agencies. And then there's a fourth theory, which nobody ever wants to talk about, and that is that there is a cosmic script, and that cosmic script is moving us towards World War III, and 9/11 was being used as a vehicle to take us into World War III. So why they're allowing any information to come out now more than we've had before, I'm not certain. I think that they can't control everything. They're doing the best job they can, but every once in a while the truth will come out. We've just got to be able to recognize it. As far as Alex Jones is concerned, I think Alex is doing a great job. And I think that there is going to be some other major incident that they will create. It's not going to be done by Osama bin Laden living in a cave. In fact, our information suggests Osama bin Laden died long ago. But, all we know is we keep seeing his picture up there on the television screen, and we keep being told that the CIA will guarantee to us that he made this videotape or he made that audio tape, but I think he's probably dead. Michael Ledeen, who is one of the insiders, Michael Ledeen, leader of neocons, has said 6 months ago Osama bin Laden has been dead for 6 months. So, certainly if there is another major attack in the United States, it will be an intelligence event, and it will be staged just exactly like what they're staged now with this thing over in England. Now we've got to give up our toothpaste because they've arrested all the terrorists in Europe and in Pakistan who are going to blow up our planes, but that's why they got to take our toothpaste away today, which really doesn't make any sense, but so little makes sense unless you understand their condition is to be subservient and to obey. But there are still people out there who don't believe the 9/11 conspiracy theory that the Bush administration is putting out. And so I think they're trying to just scare us to death. They play games with our minds. In fact, a beautiful example of how they played games with our minds was, the first plane hitting the World Trade Center. And then the second plane hitting the World Trade Center. And each time we'd feel sicker and sicker. And then the South Tower coming down. And then the news that the Pentagon had been hit. And then the North Tower comes down. And then the plane in Pennsylvania, simply crashes after the fight on board, which, of course, is not true. The plane was obviously shot down because the debris, there was no records of the crash site, and debris is, for 8 miles around the crash site. That's not what you see when the plane just noses and goes down into the ground. And then, of course, Building 7 comes down that evening. Each one has a psychological impact on this, and I fear that the next one is going to be a terrible event. But I think that all of this is to get us subservient. All of this is to get us to be willing to go to war with the Islamic world. That's what they really want. The next target is Iran and Syria, and then who knows what else. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Egypt. I mean, you name an Islamic country, they may have them on the list. I mean, we have people intent upon plunging the world into World War III, and I think that's part of the cosmic script that they're following.
Mr. Jones was theorizing that in the lead up to the next big event, that there would be a series of claims by the government to have, at the last minute, saved us from some other terrible incident, similar to what we've seen in the last week.
Well, do you really believe anything the government says? You have to understand, they're playing games with our minds. It's exactly as Edward Bernays wrote back in his book in 1927, propaganda. He said, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas are suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And that's exactly true.
Well, Dr. Stan, I have to go, but I want to thank you again for all of the great work you do.
Well, God bless you, Jerry. Thank you for calling. And you get back to work. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Well, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. We have nothing prepared this morning, so if you'd like to give us a call, you have a question, a comment, why give us a call? But it should be so obvious that we are moving towards World War III. Are you concerned? How can we prevent it from happening? Well, I think we can delay it if we can convince the majority of the American people that what happened on 9/11 was an inside job. And we have so many good weapons out there. I think Alex Jones' C-SPAN conference, excellent. I think that the video, Loose Chains, excellent. The one-week carry video, The Day That Changed the World Forever, where you'll hear Gary Hart, Senator Hart, talking about how this may give the president the opportunity to bring about a new world order. Who do we have on the line? Just hang on.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. We have Dan on the line. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Oh.
Have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was just wondering, how many Arab Americans do you think would be opposed to having a special background check for them to fly on airplanes or do certain things?
I haven't the slightest idea, really. I would think this whole thing is phony. I mean, most of our, the vast majority of our Muslims in this country are loyal to this nation. I mean, they want to live here. They're here because they don't want to live in Muslim nations. They don't like the way they're treated in Muslim nations. So what we're really doing, we're really trying to divide us and to make us believe that the Muslims in this country are, or at least a significant number of the Muslims in this country, are a threat to our nation. There may be a few out there, that are, but they're very, very, very few.
Yeah,
if there really were
my point,
problem,
if there were really Americans and supporting our culture and wanting to become Americans, I don't think they would be too upset by having to go through some hoops rather than the 90-year-old lady giving up her makeup and toothpaste and stripping down before they go through security checks and things. It just goes to show there is something going on and they don't want us to know. It's an amazing happening.
Well, the thing is, Dan, let's look at it from a completely objective point of view. If the Bush administration really believed that there was a threat, a terrorist threat in the United States, there would be racial profiling. Why isn't there racial profiling? Oh, they give all the excuses that they can, but the thing is, there really is no terrorist threat in the United States, at least not at the present time, and there never has been, and that's why we haven't had any more hijackings. That's why they're not derailing our trains. Do you realize how easy it would be to derail a freight train or a passenger train in this country? In a secluded area, you can somebody take out an area of the tracks or blow up the tracks or, there's so many ways that you could, derail
our
borders.
Our borders are wide open.
We're just not seeing it because there is no threat. It's all contrived, and that's why we don't have racial profiling.
And our borders are wide open.
We should give up this whole foolish thing at our airports. It's all part of the mind games they're playing with us. And it's all mind games. They want to convince us there's a threat of terrorism. That's why they have these long lines and the checks and all these things going on at the airports. That's what it's all about. It's to get us used to being subservient. And this is what Richard Haass was writing about in his article back in 1996, op-ed article, Washington Post. And, of course, that's why somebody has pulled that article off the Internet. Fortunately, we have it. It'll be in my next newsletter. But you have to understand that everything is perception. Or as I start so many of my programs, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it'll be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring.
God help us, sir, and may God bless you more.
Well, thanks very much, Dan. And I understand what you're really trying to do is you're trying to come up with a logical means of addressing the issue. But if we accept their presupposition that the Muslims in this country are a threat, then we play it right into their hands. God bless. All right, well, we're just about
out
of time. Are you there, Dan?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a parting thought?
We live in interesting times, and if you've read the book, you know how it ends, and I'm thankful that we have a loving God, and he gives us grace, sir.
Well, he does, but remember, our country is going to come under terrible punishment because of what we've done, and because what the good people of this country have allowed our government to do in the way of torture and mistreatment of people and mass murder throughout the world, and what we're doing by promoting the AIDS epidemic in Africa. I mean, you couldn't do such a poor job unintentionally, all these people suffering and dying of a disease that was created in our own laboratories. And if you don't believe that, you need to read the book by Gary Noe, Full Disclosure, where he interviews this guy who was part of the team that created the AIDS epidemic. And, God is going to bring judgment on this country because so many of the Christians are backing the current administration, believing that, after all, we have a Christian administration, and even though it may be doing a few bad things, we've got to back it. And what really frightens me is how many Americans are quite willing to go to war with the Islamic world.
Yep.
And we've got to reach them. That's your job. That's my job. And I hope you're trying to educate the people you come in contact with.
I'm amazed at how the eyes and ears are closed in this situation.
Our job is just to keep talking. One of these days, they're going to know you were right. Or as a lady recently told me, all my friends, you know, think I'm crazy. But she said, I used to think you were crazy. Now I'm telling them what I've learned from you, and they think I'm crazy. And I said, your job is to keep telling them, the Lord will open their eyes when they're supposed to. And that's all we can do.
Yes, sir.
Our job is to get the word out. And but, of course, whether people listen or not is up to the Lord. God bless you. Thanks so very much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly I believe that with all my heart and all my soul. We are to be the watchman on the wall, described in Ezekiel 3 and Ezekiel 33. And you remember the story? Well, the watchman is to call out when the danger approaches. And if he doesn't call out, the blood of the people who are slain is on the watchman's hands. But if he does call out and the people don't listen, then their blood is on their hands. So our job is to keep getting the information out. I think people are much more susceptible to listening now than ever before. We just have to keep going over it again and again in a nice manner. And let me suggest that rather than lecturing people, ask them questions. I mean, ask them questions about Richard Hass's article. I hope you want to get a copy of my latest newsletter. That's the August newsletter. It isn't even done yet, but it will be available. And of course, all of our newsletters are up on our website at RadioLiberty.com. Pull them down. Read them. Reread them. If you want the details, the documentation, we have all the documentation for everything we say. And then begin pointing out to people, like the statement of the high CIA official who said, after the smoke is cleared, the American people will understand that what happened on September 11th wasn't a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph. It was a source of documentation. A book, See No Evil, written by a CIA agent. Page 19 of the preface. We'll be right back.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network and... Let me suggest, as I was saying, ask people questions as much as you can. If you can utilize one quotation, it's that quotation from the preface to the book, See No Evil. We carry the book, still in print, by Robert Baer, and Corsair, one of the highest-ranking CIA officials, is quoted as saying, when the smoke finally clears after why the American people will see what happened that happened on September 11th was not a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph. Well, almost 3,000 people are dead. How can that be a triumph? Well, very simply, it got us into a war. This, in effect, is an admission by a high CIA official that it was all a put-on. It was all an inside job, as it were. And, you know, you can get the book, or should we quote that in our little pamphlets, on $4.911, several places. We think it's such an important quote. But if you'd like to get the book, See No Evil, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to have all of these things at your fingertips. If you want to talk about what happened on September 11th, you really need to get my pamphlets. There are three of them. They're only $9.95 plus shipping. And they will a compilation of a number of newsletters, probably 12 or more newsletters in these little pamphlets. And the documentation is there for what really happened that morning. It was an inside job. They knew exactly what they were doing. Everything was scripted ahead of time. And they really didn't do a very good job. I mean, after all, you know, the passports that, you know, escaped from the North Tower and from Flight 93. I mean, anybody with half an ounce of intelligence knows that passports aren't going to survive the flaming infernos, and yet they were readily admitted on the FBI website and in the 911 Commission report. So you have to understand that the information is out there. You ask people, how could those passports have survived? Why did the buildings come down at the speed of craft free fall? In other words, absolutely no resistance from the massive steel infrastructure, even if you believe that it was a pancake effect that wouldn't take down the steel girders. No steel reinforced building has ever come down after a fire. But what about Building 7? Why did that come down? Why did the base of the building explode and the building fall at the speed of gravity? Building 7, a 47-story building, came down in 6 seconds, only 6-tenths of a second longer than the fall of an object from the roof of the building. Could that have happened simply because there was a fire in the building? And I think if you get people thinking, you've got to make them think, and you've got to learn how to do it. And hopefully what we do here at the American Freedom Network and our other programs will help you to learn how to discuss these things intelligently. And then, of course, we're under attack from all points of view. They want to take away our land, you know, in the name of preserving the ecology or the Endangered Species Act or Agenda 21, or you have land close to a waterway or a stream, or we've got to take control of that. It's happening all across America. Try to get people to understand there's a plan to impoverish our people, to enslave our people. And the long lines at the airports were planned long ahead of time. And if you get my next newsletter, that's the August newsletter, you'll read Richard Hass's article and who actually pulled it out of the archives in the Washington Post. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, I'm going to be waiting.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. We thank you all. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the